Good morning. It is 15th March 2019. Ides of March, as it is popularly known, a turning point in Roman history as Julius Caesar was assassinated in the middle of March. So on this day, we shall head on straight to what all was making news yesterday and how Truth was assassinated multiple times yet again and how Nehru was blamed yet again, this time for China's blocking the UN listing of Masood Azhar as a terrorist in 2019. You can't make this shit up. The BJP yesterday suggested that Jawaharlal Nehru was the original sinner who had paved the way for China to block the UN's efforts to designate Masood Azhar as a global terrorist this week. Earlier, Rahul Gandhi had attacked Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the issue, tweeting, "Weak Modi is scared of Z. Not a word comes out of his mouth when China acts against India. No more China's diplomacy. 1. Swing with Z in Gujarat. 2. Hug Z in Delhi. 3. Bow to Z in China." Finance Minister Arun Jaitley and Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad hit back after the BJP's official Twitter handle provided the first rebuttal, saying, "China wouldn't be in UNSC had your great-grandfather not gifted it to them at India's cost." Jaitley tweeted, "The original mistake both on Kashmir and China was committed by the same person." The minister then quoted from a letter he said Nehru had written to then chief ministers on 2nd August 1955. Quote, "The fact is that UNSC was formed in 1945 and no new country has gotten after that. India got independence in 1947. No new member has been added to UNSC between 1945 and now." Randeep Surjewala countered the specific charge with the reply given by Nehru himself on the subject in Parliament. Well, the controversy arose primarily because when the UNSC was constituted in 1945, it was the Republic of China that was a member as it governed all of China. However, when the Republic of China, which is now Taiwan, was expelled from the mainland by the Communist Party, a dispute arose in the Committee of Nations on who represented China. The matter was settled in 1971 when the People's Republic of China was recognized through a UN resolution to be the rightful representative of China. But facts from Mr. Jaitley or from Ravi Shankar Prasad are really hard to come by. Meanwhile, a question for Mr. Jaitley. Sir, who is the original sinner of demonetization? Well, forget demonetization. Who is the culprit for the bridge collapse in Mumbai, which was marked safe just 6 months back by an audit? You won't believe it, but a BJP leader on Times Now said a large part of the blame was on the pedestrians. If anyone has ever worked at Times of India main office in Mumbai or the JJ School of Arts or studied at Anjuman Islam or has been a patient or a doctor or a nurse at the hospital nearby where Kasab had made his way giving this bridge the name Kasab Bridge will know that it was a major tragedy that was possible and has been averted. In yet another bridge collapse near the city's suburban railway stations, the nodal footover bridge at the northern end of CST terminus came crashing down yesterday evening. 6 commuters were killed and at least 34 injured. The number of casualties is expected to rise. The city police has lodged an FIR against some BMC and Central Railway officials for negligence leading to death. They may also add a charge of culpable homicide not amounting to murder after ascertaining details about the role of BMC and railways. While Shiv Sena and BJP both are in cahoots here, the average Mumbaikar is actually to be blamed for re-electing these incompetent people and wondering if anyone were to ask a question on this to Piyush Goyal, will he still be calling us anti-national for counting the dead bodies here? And while we are on counting, expressing concern over political interference in influencing statistical data in India, as many as 108 economists and social scientists yesterday called for restoration of institutional independence and integrity to the statistical organizations. They said that for decades, India's statistical machinery enjoyed a high level of reputation for the integrity of the data it produced on a range of economic and social parameters. Citing an instance wherein the CSO revised upward GDP growth estimates for 2016-17, which is the year of demonetization, by 1.1 percentage points to 8.2%, the highest in a decade, they said this seems to be at variance with the evidence marshalled by many economists. Waiting for Ravi Shankar Prasad and Arun Jaitley to blame Nehru and the Gandhis for this as well. And while we are on Ravi Shankar Prasad, who has been caught lying and fabricating facts and false stories, yes, he's a lawyer, but also a union minister. But you won't find this news in your newspaper or on your mobile apps. Congress leader and Thiruvananthapuram MP Shashi Tharoor yesterday filed sworn statements in the Chief Judicial Magistrate Court against two top BJP leaders, Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad and State BJP President P.S. Sridharan Pillai. The first one is related to the defamation suit filed against the Union Minister for Law and Justice. It was during a press conference in October 2018 that the Union Minister had given Shashi Tharoor a qualification that the MP has now strongly objected to. The minister began a sentence saying, "Shashi Tharoor, who is accused in a murder case." The second case, as Tharoor puts it, is another irresponsible statement by a BJP leader. The state president of the BJP, Sridharan Pillai, went so far as to invent an imaginary marriage to an imaginary person whom I have never met from a place I have never been to, with the name of a father-in-law or someone whom I have never come across, and claim that I had driven her to suicide, Tharoor said. And on to international stories, where the big one is coming in from New Zealand, that several people are reported dead when a gunman opened fire at a crowded mosque in the New Zealand city of Christchurch during afternoon prayers today. Local media reported up 6 people were dead and the South Island city was placed in lockdown as police hunted for an active shooter. An AP report has also said that local media is reporting a shooting at a second mosque in the city at the same time. Reports online suggest that the shooter even live-streamed the game shooting. The Bangladeshi cricket team, who were present at the mosque, have escaped. Now moving on to Trump's America, rebel members of President Donald Trump's party have helped pass a vote to reject his declaration of an emergency on the UN. On the U.S.-Mexico border. 12 Republican senators broke party ranks to side with Democrats, approving a proposal to revoke the proclamation by 59-41. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives last month backed the measure. Following Thursday's vote, Mr. Trump tweeted, "Veto." And before we leave you for the day and the week, a huge shout-out goes to the Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, who is gay. Brought his partner to a meeting yesterday with the US Vice President Mike Pence, a conservative Christian once dubbed the face of anti-LGBTQ hate in America. To quote from Mr. Varadkar, "I lived in a country where if I tried to be myself at the time, it would have ended up breaking laws. But today, that is all changed. I stand here, leader of my country, flawed and human, but judged by my political actions, and not by my sexual orientation, my skin tone, gender, or religious beliefs." Well, have an inspiring weekend ahead. Until Monday, goodbye from takeapart.in.